is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. Speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami Friday, Pence called on other nations to follow the United States in recognizing Guaido.
There can be no bystanders in the struggle for Venezuela's freedom. The United States today calls on every nation to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuelan's president and take the side of freedom.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. Russia, China, and Turkey have not recognized Guaido, and the UN Secretary General said Thursday that the world body only cooperates with the recognized elected government of Nicolas Maduro. The United States announced Friday it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. AP's Warren Levinson reports that withdrawing from that treaty could backfire.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reif concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump doubled down on the need for a border wall with Mexico or possibly declaring a national emergency during a human trafficking event at the White House on Friday. The president told reporters that Democrats are doing a tremendous disservice by refusing to give him nearly $6 billion for the wall. He argues that is exacerbating the human trafficking issue.
We are doing it regardless. I mean, we haven't declared the national emergency yet, yet we're building a lot of wall. We're continuing to build a lot of wall with, as we would say in business, cash on hand.
Trump has threatened to circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency if lawmakers can't agree to a border deal by a February 15th deadline. The president also hinted he might make an announcement on the matter in his State of the Union speech next Tuesday. Lawyers for two reporters jailed for 7 years in Myanmar lodged an appeal Friday at the Supreme Court against their conviction on charges of breaking the Official Secrets Act. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has details.
The appeal is against their conviction on charges of breaking the Official Secrets Act, for which reporters Wallone and Choso U were sentenced to 7 years in jail.
We didn't do anything wrong.
The lawyers cited evidence of a police setup and lack of proof of a crime. In a statement, Reuters said, our petition asks the Supreme Court to finally provide justice to Wallone and Choso U, reverse the lower court's errors, and order the release of our journalists.
I tried to be strong.
The two reporters were convicted by a lower court in September, in a landmark case that's raised questions about Myanmar's progress towards democracy and sparked an outcry from diplomats and human rights advocates.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker added his name to the growing field of candidates trying to unseat President Donald Trump in next year's presidential election. Booker announced his candidacy, Friday, and called for an end to an era of bitter political division in the United States.
We need leadership in this country that understands what patriotism means. And patriotism is love of country, and you can't love your country unless you love your fellow countrymen and women. It doesn't mean we're always going to agree or some days always like each other, but we got to extend each other grace, less judgment.
Booker enters a field that already includes three of his fellow senators and could add former Vice President Joe Biden. And U.S. employers shrugged off last month's partial shutdown of the government, engaging in a hiring burst in January by adding 304,000 jobs. The unemployment rate did tick up to 4%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.